Next application is the application for conditional use number 1676, the application of Peter Goble to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for retail craft sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 3.1469 acres, more or less, lying northeast of Route 404, 550 feet northwest of Route 18. This application was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on December 21st of 2006. We heard comments from DelDOT. The applicant was present and gave presentation. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1676 for Peter J. Goble to operate a store for the sale of crafts based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. It was also used previously as a home occupation for the sale of crafts. Two, the use is not intensive and the applicants will continue to reside at the property. Three, the use will not have any significant impact on traffic. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, sales shall only occur during daylight hours. B, the sales shall only be from the existing garage structure. C, there shall be no items placed outside for sale. D, one unlighted sign shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet in size. E, the site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved based on the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. For the benefit of council, I pass down copies of the survey for this application.
Goble.
And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Good evening.
Good evening. You heard Mr. Lank. What can you add to what he said?
Nothing really. That's it.
He did that good of a job?
Did that good a job, yeah.
That's cool.
That's all you got to say?
That's all I got to say. I want to run a small craft store out of what's basically less than a third of a 230 car garage.
Have you heard the stipulations?
Yes, I didn't get a copy of that. I'm assuming I can call up and get it all by.
You better read it right now before we vote.
I have a copy, Dale. You can have mine.
Okay.
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you. The 32 square foot.
Well, the 32 square foot typically, and it's not clear, is typically per side.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll add a two-sided sign, so it would really be a 32 square foot sign per side or facing.
Okay, that's
unless you want bigger.
That's fine. It's going to be run by, you know, I'm the one-man band, so it's not a commercial operation, and it's just staffed by myself and my wife, you know.
So. You made reference to some hours of operation, but I don't think they did. They just basically daylight hours.
That's fine.
For sales.
Yeah.
For sales, right? So.
And I wasn't present, but typically I would think the reason for that was that he can make the crafts 24/7 if he wants to.
Oh,
but he can't sell
it.
Them for business.
Right.
So not cars back and forth other than that.
Right.
Daylight hours.
That's fine.
That's why they stipulated that there be an unlighted sign because you're not going to be open at night.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's in my house.
Right.
You know. Okay. All right.
Enough to do 24 hours a day.
No problem.
Can we vote on this one? Thank you.
We can vote on this one.
We need to see if there's anyone else here.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
For anyone else here in respect to this application, either in support of or in opposition, let the record show that no one else has to be recognized. So we'll close the public hearing. What's your pleasure,
General? We can vote on this one if it's your pleasure. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
First,
I'll make a motion that we approve CU 1676 with the five stipulations.
Second.
I have a motion second to approve CU 1676. Mr. Lang.
Do you want to amend D? One unrelated sign shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet in size per side or facing?
No, he said it was fine.
Amended to what?
Asking a question.
Amended to what?
To read it to in per side or facing, that way it's 32 square foot. You can have it on both sides.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, per side.
Yeah. Per side or facing.
Yes. We do need to amend that.
Yes.
Doesn't have to, but he can.
Yes.
I mean, that's the way you interpret it, right? typically, don't you?
Right, D will be amended to say one unlighted sign permitted not to exceed 32 square feet per side. Or facing.
Right.
Is that okay, Mr. Goble? You understand that?
Yes, sir.
I have a motion second to approve that, as I said. Any questions on the motion and the amendment on section or on D? I'm hearing none, so we will call for the vote. Mr. Goble?
Yes.
Oh, Robin, you want to vote? Yes.
Second.
I need a second.
No, Mr. Phillips did. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Mr. Goble?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you. Recommendation of planning consent.
Flag, next case.
Reflexes.
Next application is conditional use number 1700, the application of Steve and Wendy Mitchell to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a deli slash store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumber 100 Sussex County on a parcel containing 7.4183 acres more or less lying northwest of Route 26, 325 feet south of Road 424. This application was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on December 21st of 2006.
On down.
We received a letter in support from John Downs. We heard comments from DelDOT that there would be no traffic impact study and level of service C may change to level of service D as a result of this application. Wendy Mitchell was present on behalf of her application and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1700 based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the application is for a deli store. The applicant has established a need and that it would serve the Gumber area, which is in the need of a store of this nature. With the conditions placed for on this conditional use, the application will not have an adverse effect on the neighbors, roadways, and community buildings. And this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, all entrances shall meet all of DelDOT requirements. Two, on-site septic and wells must be approved by DENREC. Three, days of operation shall be Monday through Saturday with no Sunday hours. The hours of operation shall be from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Four, dumpsters shall be screened from neighbors and any public roadways. Five, any security lights, so lighting shall shine downward and not towards neighbors or public roads. Six, a lighted sign not exceeding 32 square feet may be permitted. Seven, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. Motion carried 5-0. Again, number six, the intent, I believe, was that it be per side or facing.
Right. The only adverse effect this is going to have, that the people in Gumber want a store bad, and they're saying it's an emergency situation. They need some place to go and be able to sit and talk.
Have coffee.
And have coffee and donuts. Yeah. And
those people are out riding the roads now at all hours, aren't they, Dale?
They are that.
Causing
that,
all kinds
true.
Of hazards.
And for the benefit of the council, I passed down a copy of the survey of the property. It is reduced. It does show the existing conditions of the 7-plus acres, and they're showing a small portion of the site to be used for the deli and store. It would require a site plan to be submitted with more detail by a surveyor that would show the actual conditions in the area that's being utilized.
One, you said that she no Sunday hours?
No Sunday hours.
Well, I got a suggestion. Why don't we just, it's on Route 26, and just like we
out.
Did on the last one, not really be concerned too much with hours
they
of operation.
Do that.
We don't want to be out there enforcing.
Right. I say take that out and you do what you want. I don't, yeah, that's fine. I mean, with that stipulation. I guess my only question is, and Mr. Lank, I think you touched on it about why do you need 7 acres? Of course, it's all conditional use, so it's going to have to. You know, what are you going to do with 7 acres?
The site plan will it's just on that parcel. Right.
So it'd be just where this building is.
The application said the whole entire parcel.
Right, they can't,
yeah. And it would ever be required to submit a site plan, they would have to break down the area to the smaller area and show us exactly what it would be.
Okay. You understand what he's saying?
Yes.
What they would do, they don't want to reduce the size to less than 5 acres because it could impact, if they ever sold it, so it won't impact the chicken farm.
Right.
The poultry.
Okay.
So they don't want to reduce any less than.
So it's not in the same spot.
Be about 2 acres.
No, it's not in the same location, I guess it's...
Just down, just across the intersection where the Weatherman burned down, is that correct, Wendy?
Right next door, yeah.
Just across the road, or mm-hmm. same side of the road, but...
Same side of the road, just further down.
Is it next to the mill?
Yes.
The old mill? Yeah, right, yeah, next to the mill, wood mill.
Okay.
And the poultry houses are still active, right?
They're mine.
So she don't want to impact the poultry operation either.
What do you want to add to it? What Mr. Lang said?
I don't have anything to add.
But you do see a need for a store in Gumbara.
Yes, I do.
The calls, we got a few calls that they were saying that they had to go to Millsboro, or Pittsville, I guess it was, to get milk and bread and cough syrup.
I've been hearing that for some time.
How soon would this business be in operation if it's approved?
I'm sorry, what?
If this is approved, how soon would the business be in operation?
Well, as soon as we get our, all the permits and everything that we need to go ahead with. ASAP.
Is there anything else you wish to say?
No, sir.
For the record, I have to throw it open to public comment. Is there anyone here who would like to be heard either in support of or in opposition to this application, other than the applicants?
Sheriff, you got anything?
Eric, I think this man in a blue shirt is opposed to it.
Freedom.
Only one.
A lot of work.
Once a week.
I got, Lawrence, I got one thing. Why would all of a sudden we throw in all entranceways should meet DLDOT's? That could basically, you know.
Have to anyway.
But it is to anyway. It has to. It's required by DLDOT regulations anyway, so we try to make sure that they put them, get
them
done.
They understand it, then they understand what they're...
Can't even take their, get a final site plan approval without DLDOT's permit. Or Denrec's permit too, but it's putting them on notice.
Just so that they don't get, they understand that that's part of the package and they don't, like, where'd that come from?
We do it on most of them now to put them on notice that it's required.
Again, most of them, what's happening is it's going to cost you $30,000-$40,000 to put an entranceway in, and most of them in the conditional uses can't afford to do that, so they don't even go in, they can't, they're wiping them out before
DLDOT
starts.
We can't do it without DLDOT's approval anyway. Condition of the permit.
Tell them to call their representative, John.
I understand that. I think they should.
Mr. Lank, are you recommending that number six be modified the same way it was in the prior application?
Yeah, it should read a lighted sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side or facing may be permitted.
Okay. We'll close the public hearing. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Go ahead and read it.
Read the title.
Number three. Okay. Why? Oh, what about number three? You talked about the hours.
Right.
I just strike it.
Strike.
Strike number three?
Yep.
Strike number three and renumber the rest.
Got to be a problem for those people in Gumbara.
They like Sunday hours. Yeah.
That's right.
Fred Bear may want coffee on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a deli slash store to be located in certain parts of land lying in being Gumbara 100, Sussex County, containing 7.4183 acres, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CU 1700 with the six conditions with numbers.
As amended.
As deleted or whatever.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Thank you, Mr. Cole, for the help.
I have a motion.
I could have made it through it.
Just trying to move it along. Come on.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve CU 1700 with the six conditions as amended, number six being amended.
Dropping number three.
Any questions on the motion? Seeing none, Mr. Cole.
Yes, with conditions.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation, planning and zoning with the conditions as amended by council, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on the community need and desire and conditions, I vote yes.
Mr.
Charlie
Jones.
My vote is yes also with the six stipulations as amended, Mr. President.
Sorry. With the conditions and amendment, my vote is yes. Motion is carried. Thank you. Next one, Mr. Lang.
There was one old business item. Placed on the agenda by council. The commission heard this application on October 12th of 2006. It is the application conditional use number 1667 for Douglas Hitchens to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automotive sales lot to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less lying northeast of Route 18. Also known as Route 404, 950 feet northwest of Road 527.
This was put
before
on for
you. You have a, excuse me, I'm cut you off there.
I didn't say a word.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, Mr. Lang.
What I provided to you, the copy of the report of the commission's recommendation, it was recommended that the application be denied to operate an automotive sales lot based on the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, Mr. Gordy does not believe that the application is consistent with the character of the surrounding property. Two, the purpose of this application is to allow a conditional use to operate an automotive sales lot on an otherwise residential property, and a majority of the area is used for either agriculture or residential uses. This use would be out of character with the adjacent surrounding properties. Three, although the applicant stated that the intended uses are limited and would occur while the adjacent property is also used as their residence, Mr. Gordy believes that there are other locations that are currently zoned for business or commercial uses that are available and better suited for the intended use. Four, the applicant does not promote the health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or community. Five, the proposed use as an automotive sales lot is not consistent with the purposes of the AR district as set forth in the county zoning code. There was a motion and a second carried with four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Johnson was absent. For the benefit of the council, since you try to make motions in the positive, I pass down copies of suggested findings and conditions if the use were to be approved. I guess I have to read those too. In reference to findings, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact on traffic. DelDOT did not recommend a traffic impact study. It was also noted that the level of service D of Route 404 will not change as a result of this application. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. It is noted that there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. Three, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, the use shall be limited to an office and area for vehicles displayed for sale, parking for customers, driveways, and a dumpster, if any. Two, the maximum number of vehicles to be displayed shall not exceed, I left that number blank. The applicant referenced that it would not exceed 30 vehicles. Three, repair work and detailing of vehicles shall be limited to vehicles to be offered for sale on premise, not vehicles owned by others. There shall be no repair work performed outside. Four, business hours shall be limited to 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall be no Sunday business hours. Five, any security lighting shall be downward illuminated so as not to cause glare into adjacent properties or Route 404. Six, if a dumpster is placed on the property, it shall be screened from view from adjacent properties in Route 404. Seven, all vehicles displayed for sale shall be set back at least 25 feet from the front property line, the right-of-way of Route 404, which is the same line. That's the setback required by code. Right. Eight, one ground sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side or facing may be permitted. Nine, final site plan approval shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all appropriate agency approvals, an example, DelDOT, Fire Marshal, Sussex Conservation District, DENREC, et cetera. Rather than the way we had the one we talked about a little while ago.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Anticipate that one.
I ask this to be placed back on. I think the only, even though P&Z did not vote in favor of it, there are, in the area, there is several businesses just down about a mile away. There is another dealer that carries it. I think the big issue here is he asked for 30 cars. I think that's very excessive. I think six it seems to be what we're doing a lot of for cars on display.
We did one west of Greenwood, Mr. Lang, didn't we?
We did one over there by that store.
Texaco store on
Amoco.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That was the old store. Been there for years and years.
Right.
I can't remember the number.
Six, wasn't it?
Six
or 12? Six?
This ain't history of commercial uses.
You got a number of, are you going to plug in there, Mr. Jones, recommendation?
I'd like to put it at 10 because I think it is the area over that we're talking over west of Greenwood is the parking was very limited. This guy has access to a piece of property.
I'm hearing 10. Anybody in a consensus?
But what have we been doing? You did one outside Melton there on 88. I think you give him six.
It varies, but I mean, every project's different. Some projects, you give them what they apply for.
Right.
I mean, so it varies if you stipulate a number.
I think it was 109, we gave 12.
I was running to do these. I ran through the conditions and the findings, and I couldn't find a number that was specific recently. So, like I said, that one at Greenwood was a couple years ago.
Right.
The one we had tonight, he proposed 10. This one said 30, and that was just the last
way
month.
Too much.
Okay, I'm hearing 10. So,
would you like me to read the title?
Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to grant a condition use of land, AR1 Agricultural Residential District for Automotive Sales Lot, be located in certain parcels of land lying and being in, is this right, Nanticoke Country?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sussex County containing 1 acre, more or less.
Yeah, 231 Nanticoke Country.
I make a motion that we approve CU 1667 with the 9 conditions, with number 2, with a maximum number of vehicles displayed is 10.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve CU 1667 with the 9 conditions. Number 2 saying 10 vehicles on display. Remember, gentlemen, it was a recommended denial from planning and zoning. So if you vote in favor of this, please state your reasons for doing so. Mr. Cole.
I'm going to support planning and zoning's recommendations and vote no.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips.
Based on the stipulations presented tonight in the motion, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on recommendations, P&Z, I vote no.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is with the facts and findings provided by Mr. Lank is yes.
You guys make it difficult, first meeting, but...
pressure, man, pressure.
Yeah. I believe that even though planning zoning voted no, I think without saying in here, one of the reasons was they thought 30 vehicles was way too much, and I thought so the day of the public hearing. However, I don't think that 10 would be. I know where this real close where this property is, and there's others located in the area. I think 10 would not impact the community. So with that, with the 9 conditions, my vote is yes, and motion is carried. Any additional business?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
This is for Mr. Griffin. Does what I put in parenthesis on number 2, that should be struck? Could it just
yes.
Made reference to what
yes.
The applicant proposed?
Yes.
Okay.
Need a motion?
Please strike that one.
No. Make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
No.
I vote with the two Republicans, so...
Motion's
carried. Thank you, gentlemen, for getting us out of this thing.
Worried.
Hard to believe, isn't
it? It's going to be a rough year.
New year.
What are you going to do with
New beginning.
Just wait until somebody does something with it.
What? I'm not driving no county vehicle. You're crazy.
What do you mean?
I don't have one.
I'm a minor.
Sheriff, catch me driving with no license.
I know.
Beat it. Have you read it? Get a record next week.
Read him.